The highly anticipated Marvel movie Black Panther will be in theaters next month, and it's already broken some pre-sale records. It's also sparked an online campaign to send thousands of kids across the country to see it. And WNYC's Alejandra Salazar is with us now to talk about it. Ali, good morning.
Hi, Richard.
So Black Panther is the first Marvel Studios movie based on a black superhero, right?
Right. Not only that, it's got a black director, black writers, and a nearly all-black cast. On every front, creatively, culturally, politically, financially, this is the only way you could have successfully made this movie.
Uh-huh.
Representation like this opens up so many possibilities. That's really meaningful for people, and it's why the online Black Panther Challenge took off. I spoke to Frederick Joseph, who started the original fundraiser to send a few hundred Harlem kids to see the movie.
This was me trying to provide an opportunity for young people to see themselves in a story.
Since this started about a week ago, big names like J.J. Abrams, Snoop Dogg, and ESPN's Jemele Hill have already donated. Joseph's raised over $40,000 and inspired 70 similar campaigns in the U.S.
Okay, tell us more about the character Black Panther.
So I spoke to a culture writer who goes by the name of Clarkeisha Kent. She's written at The Root and The Establishment, and she's a huge comics fan. She tells me that as a comic book icon, Black Panther was a hero, a black hero, that people had never seen before.
He does represent different things across the diaspora for black people. He's super smart. Like, he has, like, PhDs. He's a king of his country, a chieftain of his clan, spiritual advisor to the entire country. And, you know, he can also go toe-to-toe with the best of them.
From the thriving African nation of Wakanda to the women warriors of the Dora Milaje, the story subverts decades of colonialist, white male-centric comic book canon.
And it had the biggest first-day pre-ticket sales of any Marvel movie ever?
Yeah, that's what the ticket site Fandango says.
Wow.
I mean, in the decade that it's dominated the box office, the Marvel Cinematic Universe hasn't really centered a black narrative in its movies. For fatigued comics fans, especially black fans and fans of color, this is exciting.
Have you gotten your tickets yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay, I will too. Alejandra Salazar, thanks so much.
Thanks, Richard.